Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick preaches parish missions as part of the Thomas More Center. His preaching asks, is God vengeful?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, and it's chapter 12, verses 54 to 13, verse 9. Jesus said to the multitudes, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say at once, 'A shower is coming.' And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, 'There will be scorching heat.' And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? And why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? As you go with your accuser before the magistrate, make an effort to settle with him on the way, lest he drag you to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and the officer put you in prison. I tell you, you will never get out till you have paid the very last penny." There was some present at that time who told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered thus? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And Jesus told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Lo, these 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And the vine dresser answered him, "Let it alone, sir, this year also, till I dig about it and put on manure, and if it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down then." The Gospel of the Lord. On reading this passage, we could be excused for fearing God's punishment. Who amongst us is producing good enough fruit? Is God's punishment revealed in natural tragedies? I do not believe so. I believe God is rich in mercy. I used to visit Naringa Hospital in Sydney, a hospice for the dying. there, doctors, nurses, and chaplains combined to ensure people died in peace. A doctor called me asking my intervention. A woman close to death seemed very angry, telling people she was going to hell. The hospital staff were worried that when someone is upset, it affects the whole staff. I went to visit her and asked if I could give her absolution for her sins. She told me God would never forgive her. She had a speaking box because she had lost her voice, and I was worried she would turn me off as well. I think the Holy Spirit inspired me to ask her if I could give her another sacrament, the anointing of the sick. For some reason, she said yes. I asked the nurse who was with me to get me a candle and to stand beside me. She did, and I prayed over the lady and anointed her with oil, completing it with a blessing. I left her sleeping. The next day, the doctor called to tell me she had died in peace. I knew then that she was now in heaven. Everyone was happy. We worry about our family and friends not being in a state of grace at death. There is a saying we use, "There, but for the grace of God, go I." It is because of God's grace, however, that we are all saved. And we know that God is loving and forgiving, and we go on, "Loving and forgiving are you, O Lord, slow to anger, rich in kindness, loving and forgiving are you." That's from the beautiful hymn, "Loving and Forgiving." Is God vengeful? I don't think so. Thanks for listening to me.